What's going on? It's season 3 of Garbage Bear Golf. How are y'all doing? Good, good. It is April 9th, apparently. And yeah, first one back. So I'm excited. We're going to talk. I'll dive right into it. First time back playing sim golf last week at Golf Square. First question, is it a front? Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, I didn't do too bad. You know, I shot a 98, which under 100. And I hadn't played since the last, a solid 6 months, I think, 6 or 7 months. I didn't do any sim golf at all over the winter time. So I'm pretty happy with that. And, which I'll get into a second, I think I actually would have done better. But the game was a little bit, I think, uncalibrated or... It needed a little bit of a software update to figure out the greens properly, you know. But I'll start off. So, got there. It's a place called Golf Square, right off of Schofield, if you're coming up Keniston, for the people who live in my city, you'll know what I'm talking about. The two people that listen. So anyways, yeah, walk in. It's a big place. I think it's, they tout it as the biggest, most bays in the city. So they've got 10 bays. Three of them, I believe, three or four are private, and then the rest are semi-private. So the private bays, all it is that you can put a, you can basically close it so it, I guess I don't see you guys kissing in there or something. But they say it's for parties and stuff, so you can close the blinds behind you, and then it's, I don't know. I didn't do that one. There was, I just did a semi-private one. Good space. There's like netting all around, so, and even like with the private one, there's netting on the side, so you can still see the other people, so it's not really private, but apparently the netting's there, but you can actually open it up and stuff, so that's why for the private ones, you can have kind of like bigger functions and whatnot. So yeah, I was in the semi-private one, so it's kind of like, it's not, I guess most of the places in the city, the program is called Golf Zone. And so that's the software that the simulators use. And with that, there is a ton of golf courses throughout the world. Golf Square uses K-Golf. So it's a Korean golf manufacturer. So they didn't have any North American or South American courses at all. The only courses that they had were in Asia, I guess, plus Pebble Beach. So they had Pebble Beach, and then they had the Asia ones. So we played a course. Don't remember it, what the name of it was called. Tight course, kind of similar. It's like a tighter version of John Bloomberg. Yeah, the fairways are basically right next to each other. So if you got a wicked slice or whatever, you're going to be out of bounds pretty quickly. Even though technically you hit it, it lands on the other fairway, right? You can quickly get off, you know, in real life, jump onto the other fairway, hit your ball over. But no, it'll be out of bounds in the game. So, yeah. the main issue I had was, so you're not with really the driving, but the using the wedges at all. If you hit onto the green, there's basically no ball roll at all. So you're going to chip it, and then it's basically ball hits the green, boom, stops. There is no roll, no give at all. But then when you go to putt it, it's like the green's ice. So there were numerous times, and I'm not just saying this, the guy that I went with said that there was a lot of times that the ball should have stopped, and thus I should have had a much lower amount of strokes. But there was a time when, like, I would just hit the ball lightly, because it said from the point in at the place, the point where I was hitting the ball to the back of the screen, give or take, was about 20 feet. So at one point, I had in the sim, it said I had to hit about 20, 21 feet. So I say, okay, perfect. I know what 20 feet is. Like, I'm just going to lightly hit it. And that's what I did. I just slightly hit it. The ball came off. Well, it's like I fucking drove it to the green. Like, it blasted through the hole, went all the way to the other side. Like, I couldn't believe it. And I didn't give myself a mulligan, because I'm going to need that for the actual drive. But I don't know. So I couldn't get used to that at all. You know, it's just like, I don't know, they definitely need to update that. So that was the big issue. Honestly, if that sort of thing hadn't happened between the putting and like using the wedges and stuff, I'm just saying, I would have probably been at 90 or lower. I'm just saying. And I know everyone right now, all two of you, are like, yeah, okay, you're trash. No, I'm telling you, it seriously would have made a difference. The good news is, I actually was more often than not hitting some pretty good drives. Best drive, I think, was 260 or 265. So I'll take that. You know, I'm using that TaylorMade R7 460, I think it is. Like, it's a five-year-old driver. Minimum. So I'll take that. I got to get out to the actual driving range and check things out and see kind of where I'm at. But I was feeling pretty good about it. So I was figuring out, I was recognizing what I was doing wrong, and I was trying to try and correct it, which is obviously kind of difficult on the sim, but better than nothing. But the courses are opening up soon, so I'm debating if I don't think I'm going to get a golf membership this year, but I'm debating if I should get a Golf Canada membership, so I can actually figure out my handicap. But it's $60, so I think I might just, I don't know. Maybe I'll just figure out all the games I play and then do a handicap based on that instead. Just keep my scores, because I don't know how much I'll be I might not be playing as much as I would like to, but there was talks of actually going to a men's league, which I thought would be pretty sweet, but I don't think I'd be able to just because of work and stuff, unfortunately. So, but yeah, so far, it's feeling good. I left the clubs in the garage over winter, and now the grips are like extra tacky. I don't know if it's going to stay like that. It's warmed up a bit since I went and played, but when I was playing, it was just like, it wasn't just sticky, but it had like a tacky feel to it. So then it would just stick on my hands. So I don't know if that's because, you know, it got below freezing sort of thing, and the grips just don't handle the cold well, or what exactly it was. But I'm still happy with them. You know, I'm not gonna change them out. I'm still definitely glad that I got those jumbos though for these alien fingers. And I'm still waiting for the for Costco Canada to release their irons and driver. You know, I would have thought that they would have come out by now, since the golf season's starting up basically around the corner. I don't know. I'm not going to go to the States to get it. You know, like, it's might be like, it's $500 US, so then I'd have to do the exchange, and then I'd probably have to pay duty on it. So, you know, it's not worth it to me to do that. So, I mean, hopefully they'll release that sometime soon, and then we can kind of see what the cost is of that. Because right now they've got these Callaway Edge, I think it is. And I think they want like $700 for them. So like at Costco right now, and I'm definitely not going to do that. But yeah, like I think I've pretty sure my next set is going to be the Costco ones, because I'm not going to, you know, I don't have the money to drop $1,500 on TaylorMade's or Mizuno's or whatever, you know, unless somebody wants to sponsor me. But that's not going to happen, because I'm not very good. And you got to be good if you want to get sponsored. But yeah. So yeah, that's basically it. Getting pretty excited on that. Hoping to do a another 9 holes, 9 questions, or multiple. Also looking at getting into, would like some other people on the podcast here. I know, you know, all of you listening are probably like, oh my gosh, like what kind of microphone does he have? He sounds so clear, so twangy. Like, what is he using? I want to get that microphone. Spoiler, it's my phone's mic. So I'm literally holding my phone to my mouth right now and just talking into it while I stare aimlessly into the abyss. So it would be nice, a little voice crack there would be nice, if you know, I could get a couple friends on to do one of these. But I'm not entirely sure how to do that, like unless I just put my phone in the middle of the coffee table and then everyone just talks. If that works, then I'm more than okay with that. But I don't know how well the phone would pick up with that, or what, or how it would go in terms of the background noise and stuff. But that's the plan, to have at least a couple podcasts with some people. Maybe I can get, maybe I could. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. I don't want to have to go out and buy a bunch of stuff. You know, it's just pass. But I'll see what I can do. But I'd like to do a couple of videos actually on the course. Definitely have 9 holes, 9 questions, and then just some fun rounds with just some of the guy friends and I. Only issue I'm running into is that I think I'm going to have to just get someone to take the whole video. And then, like, I'll edit it and stuff, but someone will have to take the video while we're playing, and I don't exactly know if that's, you know, if they would allow it on the course. And then my other thing is just picking up all of the audio. So I think if I used my phone and then maybe I got one of those Rode wireless mics to hook onto the phone, and then I could just get someone to video record, that might be beneficial. Kind of like the way, I guess, like if you ever watch the good stuff on YouTube, how they do it, and then you come into the cart and there's a GoPro recording them. I have an idea of how I could do it, but I would have to probably get a GoPro and then I'd have to buy the other stuff. So, I mean, we'll see. But that would probably work best. And then I'd probably have to clear my phone, because if I took a full 4-hour video, that would use up quite a bit of space. Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But that's the plan. So, like I said, I got to do these podcasts with not just myself. Okay, so podcasts, couple people, couple 9 holes, 9 questions. Definitely got to do a couple videos with just some guy friends, and then looking at potentially starting a new series. I know I'm already spreading myself thin, but I want to talk about some of my golf equipment, kind of do reviews on it and stuff through video. So I'm going to give you a sneak peek. It's going to be called At the Cub House. Get it? And then it may or may not be me in my shed, aka the Cub House, going over stuff. So, yeah. I know. It sounds awesome. It will be awesome. First one is going to be the review of my old bag and my new one. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But hoping to do that one within the next month or so. So there's going to be another podcast before that. But within the next month or so, biggest issue is that I still have quite a bit of ice around the Cub House, where I want to set up the phone for recording. So I got to wait till that's melted, and then I can look at getting that set up. Oh, and then there's also for audio, I got this, I think it's like a Lavelle, I think that's what it's called. But it's wired, so I was going to put in the dongle that I have in the charging port that connects to a 3.5, or turns it to a 3.5mm adapter. And from there, I need to double check and see if the Lavelle's long enough that I might be able to sit there, so then you guys can get really good audio. Otherwise, I'll probably have to record through my phone, which I don't exactly want to do, but we'll see. I might be able to borrow something. But yeah, so lots on the horizon. I'm really hoping this, I think this year is going to be a good year for golf. My goal is to get under 90 more than once. I'm going to say at least three times. Lofty goal, but at least three times. And I think the biggest issue is kind of like the putting. I don't want to be putting, doing more than three putts, because it's going to just add up. I'm starting to get down with my wedges. Like if they say, you know, if it's like 30 yards away, okay, this is how high I have to swing, 40, 50, this is how high I have to swing sort of thing. So I'm getting that down. My short game, I think, is getting a lot better, but I need to make sure that I'm being able to putt consistently just putt consistently, because as soon as I start three or four putting for whatever reason, then the score is just going to add up and there's no way that I'm getting under 90. So I think if it's like a par four, if I could get on the green in two, and then as long as I'm just bogeying, I don't want to start getting double bogeys. So if I can just par or bogey, I'll be happy. And then I can take it from there. But my biggest thing is just that I'm going to work on is making sure that I'm not three putting and just trying to get on the green, obviously, but trying to get on as soon as possible so that I can actually, like I said, get the par or the bogey, and then I'll be happy. I don't need to be chasing birdies or anything right now, but if I par or bogey, then I can get, I think, I can still get under 90, so that's what I need to do. But yeah, anyways, thanks for listening to the first episode of season 3. I'll get this uploaded for no one to listen to but myself. And hope you guys have a good day, and we'll talk soon.